from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've been having this conversation about Deshaun Watson in the preseason. On the other part of the backfield there, Nick Chubb was put on the PUP. Yesterday, the pup list. I like it better as the pup list, don't you? It makes me feel better.
I think everybody recognizes what it is, too.
Well, yeah, but if you say physically unable to perform list, kind of a bummer. But everybody loves a good pup.
Yeah, the pup list.
Yeah.
It makes it sound not as bad.
Or like they're like a young football player, like, look out, we got the pup list here. Here's this young whippersnapper coming to run the football at you.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody makes that correlation, but good try.
You know what? I tried.
Valid effort.
You know what? That's all we can do. But we get into the conversation pre-show about Nick Chubb and the running game. And that is, there's a catch-22 here, and I don't know how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't expect Deshaun Watson to maybe be Deshaun Watson early in the season. And I expect there to be a gradual build, hopefully, if he can stay on the field, towards something that looks like what he was in Houston. And at the same point, this is unlike most years, because even if Nick Chubb is ready for week one, I think the running game might even be a bit of a slow build as well.
Okay, can I stop you and ask you a question, though?
You may.
Why do you expect that from Deshaun?
Which part?
The second part.
I
understand the expectation of a slow build, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But why is the expectation there that he becomes, you know, a quality high-level quarterback?
Oh, see, I more expect the starting point,
okay,
which is not great, Bob.
Okay.
So I just expect him to get better from that.
Okay.
I probably should.
It's one of those things where the bar is so low that...
Yeah, stay healthy, play.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I also don't think they need him to be that guy. If he is... great. But, like, I think this team is good enough. There's enough talent, 1 through 53,
ooh,
that I think you can succeed in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And by succeed, I mean be in the playoff hunt, make a playoff push, even if Deshaun is, let's say, the 15th best quarterback in the NFL this year. How about you?
Do I think they can be a good team that way?
Yeah.
I have my doubts on that. Not if they're not going to have Nick Chubb for, what are we assuming at this point? Are we assuming anything?
I mean,
Half the season?
I've always assumed he's going to start the season on the pup list.
Okay.
Which means first 4 weeks gone, and maybe there's that gradual build up from weeks 5 to 8.
So about half the season.
Yes.
I don't think they can withstand that, no.
I
think if they had Nick Chubb and they had somebody else that they could lean on for consistent production, for consistent chain moving, for consistent scoring, offense, things like that, sure. I just think in today's NFL, it's very, very difficult to defense your way to consistency.
So, yes, for a full season, I think we were in agreement. Last year's probably the anomaly. 5 quarters of Nick Chubb, mm-hmm, and then just historical defense. For a full season, yes. I also think maybe I don't think you're overrating the importance of Nick Chubb because Nick has been, his entire time here, the ultimate Band-Aid.
Right.
Hey, a passing game isn't working. Have you tried some Nick Chubb?
Right.
Hey, the offensive line's banged up. Have you put a little Nick Chubb on it?
Right.
Quarterback's
not playing all that well. Let's just lean on Nick Chubb.
Yeah. I also think, though, at the same point, just because Nick isn't going to be out there, or let's say it's not November 12th is when Nick Chubb is going to be Nick Chubb again. if at all. I still think he can run the ball with just good running backs. So, like,
well, can you run it to the level that you need to run it at to win games?
Yes, I think teams do it all the time. And I think if you don't have an elite running back, I think you better have a damn good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other area on the offense that I'm most confident about is the offensive line.
Do you think the defense is going to be as good this year as it was last year? Or do you think there's going to be regression? Preparing for regression.
I think there'll be a regression, but maybe they're the eighth best defense. Like, the bar is so high from last year.
Right.
Regression is just logical.
Okay.
The question is how much regression.
Sure. So if they go from the defense that they were last year to the eighth best defense,
mm-hmm.
and Deshaun doesn't become the guy that I don't know, how do you even want to characterize it? High level, top 10?
None of these things mean anything. But yeah, top 10.
Right? We're just trying to put some words to it. Okay, so if he doesn't become a top 10 quarterback and the Browns go from the defense that they were last year to eighth.
Mm-hmm.
What's the formula for consistently winning games then?
I mean, you can still have a good running game.
You can?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, I've got my doubts on that.
But we've gotten spoiled.
Okay.
I think Nick Chubb has spoiled us to just believe the only way you can have a great running game in the NFL is having a Nick Chubb or Saquon's a little different because even
Christian McCaffrey.
A McCaffrey.
It certainly helps if you have those guys.
100%.
That is a good formula to have a great running game. Running back.
It is an excellent whoopee. Sure. At the same point, we've seen offenses spearheaded by Jeff Wilson be top 10 in the NFL with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback. And I know that's the that tends to be the anomaly, but but that's an offensive based head coach with a system and a strong offensive line that allow you to win in spite of a Christian McCaffrey or a Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm at. I think we wait September way too much in the NFL. I think I finally come around to the most logical thing, which is we put so much emphasis on the importance of September that most teams now treat September as a furtive ground to figure it out.
Yeah, but not every team's in that position to do that.
I kind of think Pittsburgh has done that, and Pittsburgh has weaseled their way into the playoffs or at the back end of the playoff picture pretty much every year.
Right, so we're talking about, you brought up Pittsburgh. We're mm-hmm. talking about one of the most consistent teams of the last 15 years.
Yep.
That's different than the Browns, right? Certain teams, if we spin it back to the NBA, certain teams can treat the regular season as what it is. You know what I mean? Those are the veteran teams, the teams that have had success recently, the Celtics, right? LeBron's Miami Heat, LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers. But not every team, if you spin it back to the NFL, not every team can look at September that kind of way. The Browns aren't the Chiefs here, right? Can we admit that?
I think that's a fair thing to admit, yeah.
Okay. So I think the Browns have to put a little bit more weight into September than some of these other teams. The Ravens are different. The Chiefs are different.
I think the
Buffalo Bills are different.
Yeah, but I think the Browns are closer to those teams.
They are?
Yeah, they've consistently won. Okay, consistent is a loaded word. But they have had success the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and their floor has been a 7-win season. But they've been to the playoffs twice. This is the same cast of characters. This is a veteran team. A lot of the times we say, man, a team's got to hit the ground running and they've got to make hay. It's teams that are where the Browns were when they drafted Baker Mayfield. They're teams that had no business talking about the playoffs when September began.
I think if the Browns had a healthy Nick Chubb and if Deshaun Watson wasn't coming off a major injury to his shoulder, I'd probably believe something closer to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think this team needs to bank wins as much as they possibly can. Because playing half the season without one of your most important players, it sets you back already. You're already playing catch-up.
I hate to go to this card.
Uh-huh.
It's just a running back. And I know how Fair. Important he is to the organization. But if a running back is the only way you're winning, there's probably a flaw, like several flaws in the greater premise of why we should expect you to win. Like Nick Chubb is why we should have expected you to win in 2019 when you still had Baker was wildly unproven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nick Chubb in 2023 with, or carry the two, 2022 with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb's going to have to be the reason you win. I don't know he should be. I don't. And here's the other thing. I don't know the offense should be set up where it's Nick Chubb's the reason you've won just because he's going to have to maybe adjust to a different role, whether it's coming off an injury mm-hmm. or his usage because of how they're going to build this thing around Deshaun.
Well, I understand that side of thinking, but I think we can also admit that Nick Chubb gives them a different ceiling. Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco gives the 49ers a different ceiling. They have won to a different level. They have reached a different level of explosiveness. They have reached a different level of consistency with somebody like Christian McCaffrey. When you're talking about the elite of the elite, that changes the equation. We're not just mm-hmm. talking about any running back.
Yeah.
We're not just lumping them all together. There are some that separate themselves and change the ceiling of an offense or change the ceiling of a team or change the consistency of a team. And I think Nick Chubb is that type of player, just like Christian McCaffrey has done for the San Francisco 49ers. And it doesn't mean if you take him off the team, all of a sudden they crater and they're one of the worst teams in the NFC, but their margin for error is different. Their ceiling as an offense is different, even though they still have Brandon Ayuk, even though they still have Deebo Samuel, even though they still have a really talented offensive line. It's just a different level of greatness that San Francisco has gotten to because of that guy. And I think Nick Chubb has that same kind of skill.
I actually think if Nick Chubb isn't on the field in September, I think it makes Deshaun Watson's job easier.
I think he's more comfortable.
Yeah.
How he would use his different weapons.
Well, and I think it makes. I think it's also Kevin's and Ken's job. I think we've seen the dilemma of I know how to get Nick Chubb where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
We know the things we have to do to maybe not jumpstart, but let's get Deshaun going. However, I want to say that those two things are not necessarily concentric circles, and so. At some point, you're going to have to figure that math out. But if you say, right. All right, I got to piecemeal the running game in September, and the result of that is I'm not going to feel as beholden to it, so maybe I can work things out just a little bit more with Deshaun. Maybe I'm going to go 80% spread or whatever. However we're even going to term the damn offense anymore.
Right.
We're going to go farther away from the Kubiak West Coast offense. I think that gives you a real chance. In a way that I think if you were trying to fit Nick back in with Deshaun and a new offense and our tackles are coming off injuries and we, like, that's a math is kind of the word of the damn day, but that's a lot of math.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of think it's a, and then by the way, the other gift in this is if Nick doesn't have to hit the field until mid-October, you might actually be able to keep him fresh. There have been so many years where you watch him at the end of the year, like, how is this dude standing? One, you get Deshaun comfortable, you get the offense installed, and then you can kind of pick and choose your spots to bring him in.
Yeah.
And who knows, the dude might have some tread on the tires when it comes to January.
Yeah, but the only thing that I go back to is where will they be in terms of in the standings when he does come back? And will it matter enough that he is that level of fresh and effective?
I think it's a fair concern. I also think teams worry about themselves more than they worry about everything else early sure. in the season.
Yeah, I get that.
And I think we do it the opposite. We are wholly concerned. When I say we, I mean fans. We are wholly concerned with, but the Steelers got to win. But you tied. Or the Steelers and Bengals lost, and that means you missed an opportunity by losing two. I think we, the fans, are...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're very responsible for paralysis by overanalysis. There is currently a game going on in baseball where there have been no base runners that have gotten on base without walking.
Yes.
Oh, you're not... See, I kind of thought you would be a little finicky with that.
No, I'm not Jinx guy. You're telling what's going on. It has no impact whatsoever. What is happening in Washington right now has no impact whatsoever on whether we talk about it. And if we do talk about it, it's going to have no impact on whether Dylan Cease can finish his no-hitter.
Wow, you just looked it right in the eye. You looked Father Baseball in the eye and said, hashtag suck it.
Right. Me wearing a jersey and watching a football game on Sundays is not going to determine whether Deshaun Watson plays well or not.
You're far too cynical for a man of your age. No. Like, you are in the prime of your life.
I'm just a realist.
You married up. You've got a beautiful kiddo. You've got the job most people would kill for. And you're out here doing these things. You're being the cynical man in front of me. You need to believe a little bit more.
Like, I believe in certain things.
I'm going to need to hear them.
I don't believe in my ability to impact the outcome of a sporting event. Not God.
We are all connected via energy. If you believe in the laws of quantum mechanics, we are all we're not even solid objects. We're basically just fuzzy shapes, but our minds convince us that together.
No.
Yeah, no. See that? Now, no. What, you're telling me you don't believe in quantum mechanics now?
I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
Okay, I'd like to see the Nationals get a hit.
Sweet.
Why?
Because if you believe it affects it that much, then me saying that, they should get a hit, huh?
No. Okay, I see. You reversed the jinx there.
That's interesting.
All right.
What a way to do it.
By the way, we're going to listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference at some point here. I think they're sending him out there.
He is out there right now. It's a 2-2 count.
It's so funny because I kind of sit on both sides of the fence on this one.
Uh-huh.
It's reinforced. Don't worry. But I hate that teams suck the soul out of moments like this by making the cautious decision.
Yeah.
Given the rash of arm injuries in baseball, I also totally get it.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially with somebody like this.
Like, we're at a point where they're like, he's got 91 pitches. I don't think we're sending him out there for the seventh inning.
Right now, he's at 109. It's 2-2 count, first batter at the bottom of the ninth.
I guess my problem is no-nos are great. If you saw it in person, it's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
But overall, it's a pretty common feat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we get a couple no-nos a year. Yeah.
You know how many games there are a year?
Yes.
Do the math. Hashtag math.
I didn't go to Bowling Green to play math. No. I did it so I could talk bleep into a microphone.
There's so many games a year.
So?
That if you just get a couple no-hitters,
well, no, a perfect
it is a
game.
Big deal.
A perfect game. Now, that's an accomplishment.
He doesn't have that.
Well, no, you're right. It probably shouldn't even have a no-hitter.
I think he's walked three batters at this point.
Oh, then, okay, this is the lamest.
Oh!
Gave up a hit?
No. Two outs remaining. Two outs away.
I can't. He gave up three hits. Or sorry, gave up three walks.
Three walks.
This is not impressive.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Also, there's an error by Washington, which means he probably could have given up another base runner in some other way. So, is this a pure no-hitter? Why do you stand for no hitters? Perfection. That's what we chase.
Because no hitters is an... we're one away. One out away.
But didn't you just say that? You said two outs. That's usually what that means.
No, I said two more outs.
Two more outs. Ah. Pay attention.
No.
I thought it was the other host.
I didn't go to BG to pay attention.
This is a tough batter, too. CJ Abrams.
Not CJ Abrams. Yes. Former Padres prospect.
I know, against his team.
This is... I mean, we got some...
What a narrative this would be.
Some drama unfolding. If they ever cross paths, do you think...
How are you poo-pooing a no-hitter? Are you kidding me?
No, they're fine.
Zero hits.
You're into this like it's...
Yes, because it doesn't happen
like
all the time.
The presidential address last night. Like, this is...
It's a big deal.
It was a pretty big deal. But you're in on this. Yeah, it's cool. If we were watching... If this was happening in the game we're watching right now, I'd be... Yeah, this is really cool.
Nah.
What do I got with Dylan Cease and the Nationals? These teams combined are 500. Did he get it?
He got it.
Look at that.
He got it. No, wow. No.
2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, we're all going to...
No, hey, but in the moment, you can enjoy it and celebrate it.
Why
Come
am
on,
I celebrating
man.
Somebody else's no-hitter?
Greatness in sports is something to celebrate. I do not take greatness in sports or a feat like this in sports for granted. I'm sorry.
I don't think a no-hitter is greatness.
What?
He walked three guys.
It's zero hits in 27 batters.
I'm aware what it means. No,
Hashtag
it's really
math.
Good. It's really, really good. But like... I don't know.
I love things like this. Hole in one in golf, no hitter in baseball.
No. A hole in one in golf is not this.
Cycle in baseball.
Yeah. Again, a cycle is much more rare than this.
Okay. Albatross in golf. There are levels to this thing, of course, but it's still an accomplishment nonetheless.
In the pantheon. We're getting there.
Oh,
in the
boy,
pantheon
here we go.
Of
We're going to do
of
a ranking
feet.
System. Are
no,
we going to
no,
do a draft?
No power rankings.
Okay, I'm taking hole in one first.
Nope. No. No. You just compared it to no hitter. You don't get to do that. You disqualified yourself from taking a hole in one when you compared it to a no hitter.
You've got the second pick in this draft.
So, perfect game.
Oh, okay. 100 point game in basketball.
Perfect inning.
Perfect inning?
Yeah, that's
no,
where...
No, you're not putting that over a no-hitter. It's
I
one
just,
inning.
Yes.
It's one inning.
Did you hear the word perfect in it?
Unbelievable.
A no-hitter itself, in and of
this
itself,
is,
a very negative connotation.
This has become a
no-hitter.
Ridiculous conversation.
So you think a nine-pitch inning,
inning
is better than nine innings of no-hits?
Do you know how hard it is
idiot.
To have an
Do you
immaculate
know how hard
inning?
It is to not give up a hit, Nick?
I'm aware. I've seen that. How many times a year do you see a
Well, how
perfect
many times
inning?
A year is it talked about because nobody cares?
Well, no, because it doesn't happen all the time.
That's ridiculous. It probably happens like once every few nights.
Batters versus 27.
No. That
is
the most derivative, unfair explanation that is editorialized garbage.
Wow.
It is it's literally a perfect inning.
Hat trick. That's my
then
next
Then they get
pick.
Beat 6-1. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. This, they won the game 3-0.
Wow.
And he pitched a no-hitter.
Against the Nationals. They got three guys built like jacks in their lineup right now.
No-hitter.
That was super. That was not only
he
a shot at jacks.
Stray for no reason. Poor jacks.
I meant it as an insult to the Nationals and then realized I fired it away
strays.
Without jacks realizing that
wow.
I was, without me realizing I was insulting jacks. You're a wee man, Jax. That's a good thing.
A 300 game in bowling. Let's keep going.
I've run out of feats that impress me.
Okay, all right.
Jeez. Ooh, the perfect quarterback rating.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I think I
that
just
is such
said it.
A
At what level,
stat?
Nick?
What are you talking about?
In the NFL, of course.
Okay. Well, you didn't specify, so. Yeah.
What do you mean it's a flawed
stat? It's a flawed stat.
Wait, the guy who just talked about how great a no-hitter is
yes.
when they've given up base runners and somebody reached via air, which means it was probably a hit that was called an error because it's in, because people chase greatness like this. A perfect quarterback rating, far more rare.
First of all, the Padres didn't have the error on defense. It was the Nationals who had the error on defense. So that was the Padres' offense that would have been affected
Took
by
you like
that.
5 minutes to call me
Good
on that.
Lord, because I stopped paying attention when you said immaculate inning. Ridiculous. A guy could have a perfect quarterback rating by throwing these dump-off passes that his wide receiver turns into 70-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, that's happened all the time. That's the most common of the perfect quarterback, right? At the NFL level.
I'm pretty sure it did happen last year with somebody.
Remember the name?
I think it was Brock Purdy.
Well, now you're using my own dislike against me because you know I don't like Brock Purdy.
And there were like 300 yards of run after catch in that game or
something
like that.
The yards count the same, Chris.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
So what other sports feats would you like to erroneously draft so I can draft a better draft?
Albatross in golf.
Albatross?
Yes.
What's that?
That's a 2 on a par 5.
Okay. 70-point game.
That's so random.
Well, no, but you took 100-point game.
200 yards receiving. Yeah. Okay. How about that?
Okay. That 250 yards rushing. I think this just turned into a Mexican standoff. So whatever you say.
500 yards passing.
I'm just going to $1 bob you. 501 yards passing.
What about a clean sheet?
What?
Can we do that in soccer?
Oh, I thought that was something else. I thought we were calling back to golden parachutes in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday.
Clean sheet.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. What a feat that is. The
cycle. Honey, I was just in the bathroom. I didn't have to use any TP. I got a clean sheet.
Got a clean sheet.
This is why I married you.
Oh, that's amazing.
What do we really do here? Any more you'd like for me to $1 bob?
No. I appreciate all of these feats. You poo-poo all of them.
I poo-pooed one feat. I poo-pooed with a clean sheet.
Oh, my God.
One feat, which was a no-hitter.
I love seeing greatness in sports. It's awesome.
Oh, how can you high-road somebody anymore? I love to see greatness. I guarantee you there's greatness even you will get sick of.
Even if it's against my team.
That bull.
Because I know how hard it is to accomplish.
I just feel for them. I know how much work they put in.
I'm a good golfer. I'm telling you right now, and I've never had a hole-in-one. And it bothers me so much that these like 20 handicappers that I'm friends with have these feats that I have not accomplished when I'm like a 9 to 10 handicapper.
You know,
I should have a hole in one by now. I should have a 300 game in bowling, and I still don't have one of those.
We've been talking about that for a while. Like, when's Fedor finally going to get a 300? If it helps, my little brother has one.
It does not help.
So somebody in my own family with this genetic, you know, masterpiece at their disposal, he's got a hole in one.
What's your greatest athletic feat?
Pass. No, like my.
I thought you were gonna like go back to high school when you sprung a block.
No,
for a guy to score a touchdown. No,
I did that, but the problem is nobody
like
cares
Michael
about those.
Michael Orr in the blind spot, like, and you just keep blocking the guy all the way into the marching band.
People who played in the PCL. From 2003 to 2006, we'll know this name. On a pull block, I knocked Tommy Lee, who was their middle linebacker and running back, into another stratosphere. That's it. And it was one play. That's the only thing. I made a really nice shot once in basketball. No, that's good. No, nobody should ever be. You, as an adult, you can say, man, I parred the whole thing. Or maybe I hit 3 straight birdies. That's totally fine because you're an adult. If you say, when I was 16, on a pull block, on one of 5 games they actually let me play, I knocked out the best player in the conference on his ass, nobody cares. You can't. That's not a brag thing. That's just more of a, maybe it didn't happen.
I once almost scored a 2-point conversion in football. Almost. On an end around. Wide receiver end around. That's before
they
were
almost.
I mean, I got tackled basically at the 1.
So they like the 3-yard line.
No, basically the 1.
And basically the 1. It's either the 1 or it's not the 1.
Because I cut it upfield when I should have kept darting toward the pylon.
Rookie mistake.
I know. If I was on the playground, I would have kept going to the outside. But no, I darted it upfield and tried and got caught from behind.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.